100 not impossible Catholic trivia questions. Take the test right now. Perfect for your walk, car trip, or at your desk. Let's get after it. This is a special episode of Dive Deep. From the Diocese of Springfield in Illinois, this is Dive Deep. We dive deep into our Catholic faith. I am Andrew Hansen, and today we're focused on you. How well do you know our Catholic faith? We have 100 questions about the sacraments, the Bible, church history, church tradition, plenty more. Some are easy, some are hard, but none of them are impossible. So it's going to be a lot of fun today, and we want to hear from you. How many did you get right? Let us know in the comment section. I think 100, I think it's achievable for at least one of you out there. Most of you, I think you're going to get at least more than half. Now, depending on the complexity of each question, we'll give you anywhere between 3 and 10 seconds to think of your answer. And instead of Jeopardy-style music, you're going to hear from our magnificent organ at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Springfield, played by the director of music, Mark Gifford. All right, here we go. Let's get started. Okay, question 1. Who is the Immaculate Conception? The answer, Mary, because she was conceived without sin. Number 2, name the 4 gospel writers. The answer, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Number 3, on November 1st, 1950, Pope Pius XII solemnly defined which Catholic dogma of what? The answer, the Assumption of Mary, body and soul into heaven. Number 4, who was the first non-Italian pope after the year 1523? The answer, Pope St. John Paul II from Poland in 1978. Number 5, what does Amen mean? The answer, so be it. Number 6, what is the name of the Catholic Declaration of Faith we profess every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation? The answer, the Nicene Creed. We'll also accept the answer of the Apostles' Creed, as that is occasionally also recited at Mass. Number 7, St. Peter is often depicted with what in paintings and statues? The answer, keys. Jesus said to Peter in Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 to 19, "And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Number 8. The Catholic doctrine of transubstantiation is what? The answer, the bread and wine becoming the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ at the consecration during Mass. Number 9. Who became the new apostle after Judas? The answer, Saint Matthias. Number 10. What are the 4 last things in Catholic theology? The answer, death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Just a quick mention here, Dive Deep is now being featured on EWTN's Podcast Central platform, the only diocesan podcast in the country that is on EWTN's list. And just recently, Dive Deep was ranked as the number one Catholic podcast in Illinois, according to the website FeedSpot. They look at thousands of podcasts on the web and rank each by relevancy, authority, social media followers, and freshness. We are certainly proud of both of these accomplishments, and thank you for tuning in. All right, let's continue with trivia. Number 11. What are the three theological virtues? The answer? Faith, hope, and charity, or love. Number 12. Name the seven sacraments. The answer? Baptism, penance, confirmation, Eucharist, marriage, holy orders, and anointing of the sick. Number 13. What does the word Catholic mean? The answer? The word Catholic comes from a Greek word meaning regarding the whole, or, most often said, universal. Number 14. What are the two parts of the Mass? The answer? The Liturgy of the Word and the Liturgy of the Eucharist. Number 15. Who was the longest verified reigning pope? The answer? Pope Pius IX, 31 years from 1846 to 1878. Number 16. What does INRI mean? The letters above Jesus' head on a crucifix. The answer? Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Number 17. Who is considered the first apostle? The answer? Saint Andrew. Number 18. What is the candle called that is lit during the Easter Vigil throughout Easter? It is also lit during baptism and funerals. The answer? The Paschal candle or Easter candle. Number 19. What is the term for the bishop's church? The answer? Cathedral. A cathedral contains the cathedra of a bishop, also referred to as the bishop's chair. Number 20. In 2002, Pope St. John Paul II published an apostolic letter adding what five mysteries to the rosary? The answer? The luminous mysteries, which are Jesus' baptism in the Jordan, the wedding of Cana, the proclamation of the kingdom of God, Jesus' transfiguration, and the institution of the Eucharist. Number 21. During a papal conclave, what is used to announce that a new pope has been chosen? The answer? White smoke will emanate from the Sistine Chapel and bells will ring. Number 22. Castel Gandolfo is what? The answer? The Pope's summer residence. Number 23. What do you call the pointed hat worn by bishops? The answer? Mitre. Number 24. What does IHS mean in Catholic theology? The answer? The name of Jesus Christ. Number 25. Why do Catholics genuflect when entering and exiting their pew? The answer? Because Catholics believe Jesus is truly present in consecrated hosts, the Eucharist, which are stored in the tabernacle commonly found behind the altar. Number 26. What does the word Halloween mean? The answer? Halloween comes from All Hallows' Eve, which is the vigil of All Saints' Day, when Catholics remember those who have gone before us and who are in heaven. Number 27. What priest from Connecticut founded the Knights of Columbus? The answer? Father Michael McGivney in 1882. In 2020, Pope Francis declared him blessed after a miracle was attributed to his intercession. Another miracle will make him a saint. Number 28. What prominent heresy did the First Council of Nicaea condemn in AD 325? The answer? Arianism. Arianism was first proposed by a Catholic priest, Arius, who promoted the false claim that Jesus Christ was not fully divine. Number 29. The sacrament of confirmation increases the gifts of the Holy Spirit in each person. Name the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. The answer? Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. Number 30. These seven things are known as what in Catholic tradition? Feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, visit the imprisoned, bury the dead, give alms to the poor. The answer? The corporal works of mercy. Number 31. In the book of Exodus, where did Moses receive the Ten Commandments? The answer? Mount Sinai. Number 32. What is the name of the metal container used to carry the Holy Eucharist to the sick or homebound? The answer? Pyx. Number 33. What is the outer garment worn by a priest called? The answer? Chasuble. Bonus fact, the outer garment of a deacon is called the dalmatic. Number 34. The Stations of the Cross, also known as the Way of the Cross, commemorate Jesus' passion and death on the cross. You can find them in Catholic churches, typically along the walls. How many stations are there? The answer? There are 14 stations that each depict a moment on Jesus' journey to Calvary, usually through sacred art, prayers, and reflections. The practice began as pious pilgrims traced his path through Jerusalem. Number 35. How many books can be found in a Catholic Bible that are not in a Protestant Bible? The answer, 7. These books are found in the Catholic version of the Bible in the Old Testament, but not in the Protestant version. Baruch, Judith, 1 and 2 Maccabees, Sirach, Tobit, and Wisdom. Number 36. In 2019, Pope Francis approved a miracle attributable to the intercession of what bishop, originally from the Diocese of Peoria, and who is buried at the Cathedral of St. Mary of the Immaculate Conception in Peoria, paving the way for his beatification. The answer? Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. The miracle approved by Pope Francis involved a 2010 incident where a newborn infant boy was born with no signs of life. For 61 minutes, this continued. Family and friends prayed, begging Sheen for his immediate intercession and a miracle. The boy was transferred to OSF Medical Center in Peoria, a few blocks away from St. Mary's Cathedral, where Sheen was ordained and is now entombed. Doctors and nurses continued to work on the boy with no luck. Just before doctors were about to declare him dead, his heart started beating and he started breathing normally with no medical explanation. Today, that child, James Fulton Engstrom, is healthy. Hear from the mother of this incredible story in the Diocese of Springfield and Illinois documentary, God is Alive. Go to dio.org/documentary. Number 37. Many are familiar with Cain and Abel, the sons of Adam and Eve. What was the name of their third son? The answer, Seth. Number 38. In tradition, what was the name of the Roman centurion who pierced Jesus' side with a lance and then declared, "Truly this man was the Son of God"? The answer, Longinus. Number 39. According to St. John's Gospel, what was Jesus' first public miracle? The answer, the wedding at Cana, where Jesus turned water into wine. Number 40. What color vestment do priests wear most often? The answer, green. Priests wear this color during ordinary time. The color symbolizes hope and life. Number 41. According to Catholic tradition, the rosary was revealed to which saint? The answer? Saint Dominic in the early 1200s. Number 42. Who wipes the face of Jesus while he carries his cross to Calvary? The answer? Veronica. Number 43. The Divine Mercy image and the devotional prayer, "For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world," was revealed to which saint? The answer? Saint Faustina, who lived from 1905 to 1938. Number 44. Who wrote the Acts of the Apostles in the Bible? The answer? Saint Luke. Number 45. Fill in this sentence from Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 3. After 6 days, Jesus took blank, blank, and blank, and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Who were those three people? The answer? Peter, James, and John. Number 46. The United States' first cathedral is in what city? The answer? Baltimore. Number 47. What Marian apparition is credited with converting modern-day Mexico to Catholicism? The answer? Our Lady of Guadalupe in 1531. Number 48. What is the minimum age a priest can become a bishop? The answer, 35 years old. Number 49. The first Mass believed to be celebrated on American soil occurred in what city? The answer? St. Augustine, Florida. Number 50. Who was the second pope after St. Peter? The answer? Pope St. Linus. Number 51. This papal encyclical was written by Pope St. Paul VI in 1968 and provides beautiful and clear teaching about God's plan for married love and the transmission of life. The answer, Humanae Vitae. Number 52. Several saints have received the marks, bruising, scars, and sensations of Jesus' crucified body. What is that called? The answer? The stigmata. Number 53. What book or text contains the fundamental Catholic truths formulated in a way that facilitates their understanding? The answer? The Catechism of the Catholic Church. Number 54. Gaudete Sunday is celebrated on what day in the liturgical calendar? The answer? The third Sunday of Advent. Number 55. What is the title given to a candidate for sainthood whose cause is just beginning? The answer? Servant of God. Number 56. Who sculpted the Pietà, the famous marble statue that currently sits inside St. Peter's Basilica in Rome that depicts Mary holding the body of the dead Jesus? The answer? Michelangelo. Number 57. When talking about religious communities, what is the main difference between a sister and nun? The answer? Nuns live their lives separate from the outside world, spending their day in prayer and work within their convent or monastery. Sisters, on the other hand, are more public, working in the outside world and engaging with lay people. Number 58. What is the staff called that a bishop holds? The The answer? Crozier. It is the staff a bishop carries in procession and uses briefly at some other parts of the Mass. It symbolizes the bishop's pastoral authority as shepherd of his people. Number 59. What sacraments can a deacon celebrate? The answer? Baptism and witness a marriage. Number 60. What country has the most Catholics? The answer? Brazil. Number 61. What is considered the source and summit of the Catholic faith? The answer? The Holy Eucharist. Number 62. Who is the Pope's representative to foreign countries? The answer? Papal Nuncio or Apostolic Nuncio. Sometimes Apostolic Delegate if diplomatic relations have not been established. Number 63. What is the papal document called that is a kind of circulating pastoral letter concerning Catholic doctrine sent by the Pope and usually addressed especially to patriarchs, primates, archbishops, and bishop? The answer? Encyclical. Number 64. The term last rites is actually this sacrament. The answer? Anointing of the sick. One can receive the sacrament as often as needed. Number 65. What does the word sanctus mean? The answer? Sanctus means holy. Number 66. The Eucharist is given to someone just before they die is known as what? The answer? Viaticum, which translates to food for the journey. Number 67. What is the term given to a candidate for sainthood whose cause has not yet reached the beatification stage, but whose heroic virtue has already been declared by the Pope? The answer? Venerable, such as Venerable Father Augustine Tolton, the first black priest in America, who is from the Diocese of Springfield in Illinois. He is buried in Quincy. Number 68. Besides Christmas and Easter and every Sunday in the United States, what are the other holy days of obligation? The answer? Mary, Mother of God, January 1st, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, August 15th, All Saints' Day, November 1st, the Immaculate Conception, December 8th, and Jesus' Ascension, which is 40 days after Easter. Now, Jesus' Ascension, it depends on where you live in the United States. In some dioceses, it is a holy day of obligation, which falls on Thursday, so you have to go to Mass that Thursday. But in most dioceses in the United States, the holy day of obligation is moved to that Sunday. So that alone there is kind of a fun fact. Number 69. Father Georges Lemaître is credited with what scientific theory? The answer? The Big Bang Theory. Number 70. The summit of the liturgical year is referred to as what? The answer? The Easter Triduum, which is from the evening of Holy Thursday to the evening of Easter Sunday. Though chronologically 3 days, they are liturgically one day, unfolding for us the unity of Christ's Paschal mystery. Number 71. What does the term Paschal mystery refer to? The answer? Jesus' passion, death, resurrection, and ascension. Number 72. What is the youngest possible age a man can become a priest? The answer? 25 years old. Number 73. What can be found inside many church altars? The answer? Relics of saints. This tradition stems from the early days of the church, when the faithful celebrated Mass underground in catacombs on the graves of the early martyrs. Number 74. What is the term used for the church teaching that says the Pope makes no error when definitively speaking on faith and morals? The answer? Papal infallibility. Number 75. Church tradition says there are how many ranks of angels? Something St. Thomas Aquinas explained. The answer? 9 ranks. The ranks are divided into 3 hierarchies, each of which contains 3 orders: the seraphim, cherubim, and thrones in the first, the dominations, virtues, and powers in the second, the principalities, archangels, and angels in the third. Number 76. What are the 7 deadly sins? The answer? Pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth. Number 77. The 3 states of the church are referred to as the church militant, the church suffering, and the church triumphant. What groups of people do each of these 3 states represent? The answer? Church militant is those alive on earth, the church suffering are the souls in purgatory, and the church triumphant are the souls in heaven. Number 78. How many times can one receive the Eucharist each day? The answer? 2. Canon law says a person may receive Holy Communion a second time, provided he does so during a celebration of the Eucharist in which he participates. Number 79. Who are the archangels who are specifically named in the Bible? The answer? St. Michael, St. Raphael, and St. Gabriel. Number 80. When the bishop or priest traces the sign of the cross on a person receiving the sacrament of confirmation using sacred chrism, what does the bishop or priest say while doing this? The answer? He says, "Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit." Number 81. The United States bishops call what the preeminent priority of Catholic voters? The answer, opposing abortion. Number 82. When incense is used at Mass, what does it represent? The answer? The prayers of the faithful rising to heaven, purification, and honor. Number 83. What is the armed force and honor guard unit maintained that protects the Pope and the Apostolic Palace? The answer? The Swiss Guard. Number 84. What was the miracle that tens of thousands of people witnessed and news outlets reported on when Our Lady of Fatima appeared for a final time in 1917 in that small Portugal village? The answer? The miracle of the sun. According to various accounts, a crowd of some 70,000 people, believers and skeptics, gathered to see the miracle that was promised. On that October 13th, 1917 day, it was pouring rain, but then the rain cleared up, the clouds dispersed, and the ground, which had been wet and muddy from the rain, immediately dried up. A transparent veil came over the sun, making it easy to look at. Multicolored lights were strewn across the landscape. The sun then began to spin, twirling in the sky, and at one point appeared to be crashing toward the earth before jumping back to its place in the sky. Many conversions happened that day. Some accounts refer to this event as the day the sun danced. Number 85. How many books are in the Catholic Bible? The answer, 73. Number 86. The name Peter means what? The answer? Rock. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said to Peter, "And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." Number 87. Priestly celibacy is not a doctrine of the church. What is the practice of remaining celibate then called? The answer? A discipline. Number 88. Where is the only church-approved Marian apparition site in the United States? The answer? Our Lady of Champion in Wisconsin. The Blessed Mother appeared there in 1859. Number 89. What diocese is purported to have the jurisdiction of the moon? The answer? Some argue the Diocese of Orlando, because Cape Canaveral is in the Diocese of Orlando, and that is where Apollo 11 launched from in 1969. Number 90. Sister Mary Kenneth Keller was the first woman to receive a doctorate in what? The answer? Computer science. Number 91. What is the phrase to describe when the priest faces the same way as the people during the consecration at Mass? The answer? The answer, Ad Orientem. Number 92. What was the name of this former position in the Vatican whose job was to argue why someone should not be declared a saint? The answer? Devil's Advocate. Number 93. Name all Catholic presidents in the history of the United States. The answer? John F. Kennedy and Joe Biden. Number 94. What is the term for the skull cap worn by the Pope, which is white, cardinals, which is red, and bishops, which is purple? The answer? Zucchetto. Number 95. What is the term for when someone receives the remission of the temporal punishment due to sin? The answer? An indulgence. Number 96. You must fast from food and drink, with the exception of water and medicine, for how long before receiving the Eucharist? The answer? 1 hour. Number 97. What is the one day of the year when Mass is not celebrated? The answer? Good Friday. Number 98. Name Jesus' grandparents, who are Mary's parents. The answer? Saints Joachim and Anne. Number 99. Pope Leo XIII in the 1880s wrote what popular prayer still prayed today? The answer? The prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. The story goes that Pope Leo XIII had a terrifying vision of evil spirits gathering upon Rome, so he composed this prayer for all the church to pray. Number 100. How many Catholics are there in the world? And I'll give you credit if you get this right within 250 million people. So you're going to have to do some math. Again, how many Catholics are there in the world? You have to get it right within 250 million people. The answer? 1.36 billion. So again, if you're within 250 million, we'll give you credit for that answer. In 2022, the Vatican released statistics showing that Catholics in the world increased by 16 million people to 1.36 billion Catholics. That's it. Let us know in the comment section how many you got right. I'm curious if a 100 is out there. A special thanks to Mark Gifford for the organ music and Bill Callen, a graphic artist for Catholic Times, the magazine of the Diocese of Springfield in Illinois. He created all the question and answer graphics. This has been Dive Deep. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss another episode of Dive Deep and our other popular content, such as our Behind the Scenes series and our Hey Father series. Go to youtube.com/DioSpringfield to subscribe. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time right here on Dive Deep.